This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, I'm going to let her tell you about it, but we do know what's going on now with her. So here we go. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. Keita, tell everybody what this nasty little ricochet you caught the other day. Tell them what you told me.
Well, it hit my posterior tibial tendon. They thought initially it was an Achilles. Turns out it wasn't. So I have to have an MRI next week to see if it's completely severed or if it's just a tear. But I'm in a boot. I am non-weight-bearing. It's not fun. And I'm stage planning getting around the house. I can only carry one thing at a time with the crutches.
So you're on one of those little scooter things where you have your leg bent and you're rolling around on it?
Yes, I do have one of those as well, which is pretty fun.
Well, what's interesting about this is your guest today, because you have brought a guest that I don't know if he could help you with this, but if you were as fast as I told you you needed to be, if you're going to be out there shooting at those steel things, you would have dodged that bullet, and you could be working out with this guy.
Than a speeding bullet.
Faster than a speeding bullet. So introduce who you brought with us. Brought with you, please.
Yes, today we have Corbin Burkhart as the guest. And Corbin, I would like you to talk a little bit about who you are, what you do, what's your story, and we'll interject some questions here and there.
Yeah, awesome. You guys hear me okay?
Oh, yeah. Yes. 5x5.
Cool. No, it's well, thank you guys for having me, and thank you, Keita, for the invite. I know we've been working on this for a couple weeks now for me to get on, and yeah, this is great. So, yeah, a little bit about me. I am a trainer over at Burn Boot Camp, and I actually own two Burn Boot Camp locations in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and Wausau, Wisconsin. So I've known Keita for, well, probably 3 or 4 years now, through training her and at the gym there, and a number of other people, just in probably the past 10 years, it's kind of what I've dedicated my life to. So in the health and fitness realm, and that's really where I'm at. Aside from that, I've got a beautiful wife and two young daughters, and yeah, just excited to be here today. I don't know what else you want to know.
Well, when I first started going to Burn, I was competing in pistol competitions, and I got to a low port where I had to hold a squat to shoot. And after I was done, I thought, that felt like it was way harder than it used to be, and maybe I need to find a gym. And my friend Gigi was going there, so I went with her. And the first thing I noticed was low ports got way easier because we do a lot of squats. So my friend Kimmy from Texas, who's also been on the show before, just joined her local Burn Boot Camp, and that's the first thing she said is, low ports are so much easier. So I feel like this is a really all-encompassing training that helps with shooting and moving through basically an obstacle course with a firearm. So you want to talk a little bit about the training itself?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the training itself, you know, just speaking to burn kind of specifically, and I've, you know, been able to over the years to see a lot of just the movement that you do, Keita, and a lot of the coaching that you do based around the movement. And it's really, it comes down to a lot of functional training. You know, when you look at it and think about it, a lot of movement that you're doing in your sport, it's just that it's a lot of functional movement, dropping into, you know, port positions, squat positions, you know, just working through different transitions, you know, and just overall general movement, whether that's being quicker, being faster, moving more efficiently. And I think, you know, at the basis of everything we do, you know, whether we are focused on more of an upper body strength focus or, you know, whether it's, you know, working more specifically to conditioning or, you know, with people who want to lose weight or get stronger, whatever the case may be, the root of what we do really goes back to functional fitness and functional training. And I think, you know, no matter what you're looking to do, whether it's, you know, going out for hikes with your grandkids or, you know, being able to just live a healthier lifestyle, a lot of it, you know, comes back to functional movement that people have ambitions, you know, whether you're getting out on the golf course or whether you're, you know, going to the shooting range. So it's really the basis of what we have, like I said, is functional fitness and overall strengthening. And that's a lot of what we're doing and is really, really important in really anything that people are wanting to do with their lives.
I really like how what you teach is scientifically based, where it's really different what they do at this gym because they have an instructor, it's instructor-led, so that instructor goes around and checks the angles of your joints and makes sure you're doing things properly so you don't injure yourself, and they also offer a modification up if you need to make it harder, and I know Corbin's dumped a couple extra weights on me a few times, but I'm very grateful he did because it made me a lot stronger, a lot faster. And they also have modifications down, so if you do have an injury, then they work with you on that. What else makes your gym different from other gyms? Because it is totally a different ball of wax.
Yeah, no, thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, difference in a good way just in terms of, you know, whether you go to different CrossFit gyms or, you know, if you go to a gym for one-on-one personal training, you know, if you go to a Planet Fitness, you know, whatever it is, you know, you can go and get a great workout. You know, I think the number one thing that you mentioned, though, is the training. You know, all of our trainers, excuse me, and people on staff are certified and or have degrees, you know, in the exercise science field in order to make sure that we are keeping people safe so they're not getting injured, you know, and truly understand the form and understand the technique of what we're trying to ask people to do. You know, you said science-backed and science-based, and, you know, you're totally spot on. We ask our people to know the science and then to be able to teach it accordingly to everybody. And I think on top of that, you know, outside of the actual training, because, again, you can go anywhere, you can, you know, you can type on YouTube, you know, leg day workout, and you can get a great workout following along with that. One is it's tailored to you, and two is that we have an awesome community, and I think that's really the biggest part about us. So, you know, if you go in, and Okita, you knew Gigi, you knew somebody there, but there's a lot of people who end up coming into the gym not having known somebody previously. So I think just having that community of people who are going to be there to pick you up, to be with you, to go through that same process, people that are like-minded in the things that they're trying to accomplish and in the things that they're trying to better about themselves and better about themselves spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. And I think we really, really do our best to try and hit all of those different areas, you know, because people come to the gym for so many different reasons.
Hang on for me, if you would. We're coming up on the break. What's the gym's website there, Corbin?
Yeah, if you just go to Burn Boot Camp and right from there, wherever you guys are located nationally, you'll be able to scroll down and find a location. There's more than 300 that are open nationwide.
National punishment available. We'll be right back. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and this is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guns.com Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey, and we're getting some insight as to how she is the weaponized woman. I've seen her move, and it is impressive. She moves around like a coiled up cat sometimes, but now I understand a little bit more about you, Keita, because you're a CrossFit athlete.
It's not CrossFit, no. It's circuit training. So they put us through all different types of workouts and rotate through them and also rotate different body groups. But my favorite is agility, when they do footwork and agility, because that's right up my alley for what I do.
Well, I'm sure it is. But, Corbin, what is the difference between circuit training and CrossFit?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I mean, CrossFit is going to be a lot more Olympic-style movement, so particularly with a barbell. And it's not to knock any different fitness brands out there, but a lot of times, Keita earlier in the show just mentioned about modifications. So one of the things that we really pride ourselves on is there's just a lot of different movements and movement patterns that certain people, if you're just getting into fitness or getting back to it, struggle to do in a safe manner, whereas sometimes different fitness brands aren't always going to be as conducive to people just getting into it. Or, you talk about Keita when she's able to come back, hopefully sooner than later, is more than likely going to have some possible limitations with her injury and just different things that we're going to want to make sure that, you know, she's recovering in a proper way to get back to performing at her peak level. So that would be, I guess, one of the big differences with CrossFit, whereas they're doing a lot of Olympic movements, whereas what we're doing, it's the same type of a setting, same type of intensity level, but not necessarily with the same movement patterns as you would get in a CrossFit.
Easier on the joints.
Maybe more of a technical explanation than you were looking for, but that's what I got.
Well, no. Listen, I've been going through this thing. I was in the martial arts when I was a younger man. And since I've been out of the military, which is now 30-some-odd years, I've developed this thing, which it appears to be a shortening of the piriformis muscle. Because all of that stretching and everything I was doing, I just didn't do. The only time it didn't bother me in my advancing age was when I had a heart attack, and I had enough steroid in me to make Ronnie Coleman blush. So it wasn't bothering me at all during that time, but I'm trying to figure out how to get the piriformis to let go and release and get back into some sort of an exercise program, because I am 60, but I don't want to be 60 and shaped like Jabba the Hutt. So I was just wondering about that. I'm looking for a workout scheme, if you will, that would lend itself to... Because I was a power lifter back in the day. I've just pounded my joints. I don't know which way to go. I'm thinking exercise bands or something else. I don't know.
Yeah, no. I mean, the thing that I always like to say, and this isn't trying to get too far off track or anything, but it's, you know, personal trainers, they're like chiropractors in my opinion. And I can say it because I am a trainer. There's one good one for every 10 bad ones.
Right.
And it's a matter of really finding the right person who is caring and knowledgeable and knows what the heck they're doing. And I think wherever that is, there's some brands that are going to advocate for things more than others. But finding that right person who, can understand what it is that you're going through and know what you're looking to do, whether that's, be pain-free and be able to move. And that's the person that you want to find. So.
I believe it. Keita, I'm going to just stand by. Well, you got, I tell you what, we got 3 minutes left. Let's take this moment to make sure we tell everybody how to find you and how to find Corbin.
Yeah, so Corbin, why don't you go ahead?
Yeah, well, for any of our audience, like I mentioned, over in the Eau Claire, Wisconsin or Wausau area, again, just the easiest thing is find us on Facebook or Instagram. If you just type in Burn Boot Camp, you can find whatever location is going to be nearest to you, whether that's down in Texas, out in California, Wisconsin, North Carolina. We are all across the U.S. So, yeah, find us and get to your nearest Burn Boot Camp.
And as for me, you can give me a follow on Instagram, Keita Bussey. Give me a follow on Facebook, 180 Firearms Training. And if you would like a personalized copy of my book, Smart Moves, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, shoot me an email, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, and it will say, I like you better than Bill Frady.
All of them say that, Corbin. Every single one of them. It doesn't matter if she knows a person or not. That's what it says. And she doesn't say it. Yeah, she, both, the first and last name, too. I probably need to find, like, a royalty lawyer or something to help me out with that. When we come back, let's talk about how your unique injury, which you can only get on a gun range, for example, is comparable to, say, your common garden ankle injury, and what you want to do to rehabilitate it, and what Corbin would recommend to help rehabilitate it. Can we do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And besides that, you know, some other stuff as well. I'm very interested in that just simply because you're still young enough to where you should be able to heal up and hopefully not be able to tell too much about it. I hope that when it starts to rain, does it rain a lot in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
It was just a minute ago.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't start to affect you when you... when the bad weather comes, like the snow and everything, I know that you probably get a little bit of snow in Wisconsin, too, don't you?
A bit.
A little bit. Are you a shooter, Corbin, by chance?
Yes. I wouldn't really say competitive shooting at all, but grew up hunting, grew up shooting, so, yeah.
Well, competitive shooters are a special kind of lunatic, Corbin. Now, it's not bad. It's bad, not bad to not be one of those. I mean, you hang out with Keita, you know this.
Yeah.
You know this. Keita is she's her own special breed. One more time, where do they find the website, Keita?
180firearmstraining.com, or give me a follow on Instagram, Keita Bussey, Facebook, 180 Firearms Training.
We are going to have a talk, Keita, about how often Pixie's getting up there. I think you should be paying her. Tell Pixie I think you should be getting paid. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are investigating the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
This was an unmitigated disaster of epic proportions. This did not have to happen.
Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall there regarding that withdrawal. The congressman continues by saying it didn't have to be this way.
But the president refused to listen to his own generals and the intelligence community, who warned him precisely what would happen.
President Biden is surveying the wildfire damage in California and meeting with fire officials in Idaho. The president speaking in Boise, Idaho, about his administration's support for firefighters.
You have the full support of my government, my administration, I should say, and all those who have major roles and the government.
USA Radio News. Congressional leaders and lawmakers are marking the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. An event was held Monday after the actual anniversary was marked on Saturday.
Today and always, Americans are united in grief for those who lost their lives and for their families, and gratitude for the heroes of the day.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling it a day of heroism and losses that were unfathomable. The Lancet is publishing an article that says the general public doesn't need COVID-19 booster shots right now. The article in the peer-reviewed journal says there's still a high degree of protection against a severe outcome after getting the virus. However, they added booster shots may be needed in the future. That's if immunity as a result of current vaccines is reduced, or if there's a new variant that renders the shots less useful. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. I'd asked a question before we went to break and everything, and I'm going to leave that to you folks to answer that, if you would, please.
All right, so I was thinking I'll get my MRI next week. That'll tell me whether or not I need surgery. If I need surgery, obviously things are going to be delayed. If I don't need surgery, then would I be able to come in and maybe just do arms or work around not having a leg?
That's a good question. The answer is yes. The answer is yes. You know, we're never going to go against what any doctor is going to tell you. You know, we're always going to really try to encourage everybody to listen to what their doctor says in regards to exercise. But beyond that, you know, we have had people in wheelchairs. We've had people with missing limbs. We've had people with, you know, any number of various ailments, obviously working with pregnant women. So it's just, there's a wide range of things that you really need to, you know, consider when you're talking about somebody's overall health and what they can or can't do. The short answer is yes. Even if you are laid up, being non-weight-bearing, there's a lot of things with the upper body that we can do, cardiovascularly that we can do. So that's the short answer.
Okay. Well, that's a good answer. I like that. So Bill was asking what makes this sort of an injury, getting shot, what makes that different from a run-of-the-mill ankle injury?
Well, Keita, I will be honest, you would be the first person that I know of that has been shot that would be that would be coming to us for training. But, you know, so I think it really gets down to a matter of what can the person do? You know, what can they do that's not, you know, going to cause them further injury? You know, what is that person's pain tolerance in terms of something that they are going to do that maybe won't cause them further harm, but maybe discomfort, you know, in the time that they're doing something. So really, it's, when you start talking about any sort of an injury, you know, we'll just take an ankle, for example. If you go and roll your ankle, there's probably going to be some things for the next week that different lateral movements. You talked about speed and agility today, which I think that's actually today's workout. You talked about speed and agility. A lot of the lateral or cutting movements, you're really going to avoid those to try and avoid rolling that ankle again while it's a little bit more unstable. Something like being shot in the ankle, you know, you're talking about potential with Achilles and things like that. Then it really gets to be quite wide-ranging because there's just not the range of motion. So you start talking about squats and the stress that can put on your Achilles. So you start to look for a lot of more isometric movements, the movements where they're not as dynamic like a squat or a lunge, where you're moving while you're doing the movement, but more so things that are done in a hold position. You think about like a wall sit, right? So things that aren't going to cause as much stress or tension on the areas that really you're looking at. So really kind of comes down to what can the person do, what's going to cause them more pain, and then obviously trying to find a way to strengthen the areas that are going to need it, because your quads are going to need work, your hamstrings, your glutes, your calves, everything that's associated, particularly in your lower body and lower back, are going to want the strengthening to aid in that recovery process, but being able to avoid, obviously, further injuring yourself.
I do already see some atrophy going on that left side. My right side is a little bit bigger than my left side because I'm putting a lot of strain on the right side to support the left side since I can't use that side at all. The right side is doing a lot of extra work. So one side's getting bigger and the other is shrinking.
Yeah. Well, and you bring up a great point because that's always another thing that you got to watch out for. Because then you'll start to compensate, like you mentioned, on your right side, on your good side. And then once your left side gets better, then your right side will come with an injury because it's been overcompensating.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, you bring up a good point. Those are always things that we're watching out for, too.
Yeah, I definitely do feel more strain on that right ankle where it's starting to get sore from having to support all of my weight all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be interesting to see what you guys are able to put together for me. I'll wait till after the MRI and I have some more answers, but I'd really be interested to see what you come up with.
Is it better sometimes for an injury like Keita's? Like if she comes back with the MRI and she's got a lot of separation and everything going on, that should she actually sort of forego the workouts for a little bit and rest that a little bit?
Probably in the lower body, you know, just depending what happens. We really wouldn't do lower body work. We'd focus a lot more just on strengthening in throughout the upper body and a lot in the core, just because those are going to be so vital to her when she's able to come back with any sort of a soft tissue injury, when she's able to come back to be able to strengthen those areas properly and be balanced and not cause further injury.
That would mean one side wouldn't get bigger than the other, Keita.
There we go.
Right? Right? Yeah, I would think so. I just, how much separation do you have from this? I mean, so it was not a penetrating shot because they described it as blunt force trauma. So,
right. They called it blunt force trauma. So they don't know if it's completely severed or if it's split, if that makes sense. Whether
it
it's vertical or horizontal and completely severed or still attached but separated. So that's what I need to find out. So hopefully it's still attached, but, you know, I kind of have a feeling it's not because it did snap and I felt it bunch up behind my ankle. So
I could have gone. I could have gone all day without hearing that one, Keita. I could have gone all day.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you so much.
We'll find out for sure next week.
Well, I hope that's not the case. If it is completely severed, that's going to be a longer rehab, isn't it?
That's the surgery. Yeah, that's not going to be good.
If it's just split, they can put a little a little Loctite in there, and you'll be good to go.
Right. So Pixie has actually been going to Burn Boot Camp for about a year now. I think it's been almost a year.
Pixie scares me. Pixie scares me because she's going to get to be about 16 years old. I'm not going to be able to fight her. She'll be able to dust me. I can't, you know. That'll be bad for my self-esteem, Keita. You need to teach her to be kind to elderly people. or
really
at least tall people taller than her, anyway. Huh?
She's really been crushing those workouts. She works very hard. She's dedicated when I can get her there.
Yeah. Anyway. We are coming up on the next break. Tell people how to find you and your book.
180 Firearms at one, just like that. 180 Firearms Training at gmail.com is my email. You can email me for a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports. Or if you would like to set up a movement class in your area, I am still doing them with an assistant to demo for me while I do classroom training and feedback. Give me a follow on Instagram, Keita Bussey. Facebook is 180 Firearms Training.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock 'em Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and she's been talking to her guest, Corbin Burkard. They've been talking about various workouts and everything else. How do you want to finish this up, young lady?
Well, I think it's really great. Another thing that this gym does is makes it female-friendly. I used to belong to a gym where I would, it was not instructor led. I would go to the gym, I would lift weights, run on the treadmill, whatever I needed to do, but kept getting interrupted as a female. And I think a lot of females experience this, either getting ogled or approached for a conversation when you just want to work out. So this gym, Burn Boot Camp, also has a particular energy to it that you really can't describe. You have to experience it, where it really brings together the ladies in this community. And it's not just for ladies. They do have men's sessions as well. But, Corbin, do you want to get into that a little bit?
Yeah, no, that's a lot of good points you made there. It is women-focused, and it's really for that reason, you know, so women can feel comfortable to come in and work out. And, you know, lately, the last couple of years, there's been a little bit more of a shift where we started to welcome in a lot more men and a lot more co-ed times. And really most of the men that are coming there are spouses, you know, or guys that are there to mean business. They're there to truly work out and get a great workout and, you know, focus on themselves where they're there. And I think, you know, the brand all started because, you know, most women are taking care of a lot of things in the household. They're worried about the kids. They're worried about, you know, getting everybody off to work, off to school, whatever it is. So being able to have that opportunity for them to take the time for themselves where we have 8 or 9 or 10 different times every single day. So you don't have to sign up. You can just come when it's convenient to you. We have free childcare, which is a huge part of what we do. Again, it's mostly women in the workouts that, again, it's just a comfort thing. There's not a bunch of mirrors there where, you know, they're going to feel like everybody's looking at their bodies and, you know, just different things along those lines. So really making it kind of an excuse-free zone where women in particular and men as well can come get a great workout where they're going to be pushed, where they're going to be challenged, and where their needs are going to be met with trainer-specific workout-specific energy and really everything that comes along with it. So, yeah.
Now, Pixie actually kind of grew up at Burn Boot Camp in the sense that she started out there while I was working out and she was in the daycare. She was pretty little, maybe 6 years old. And she went there every day and it became routine that that's where we go. This is what we do. So then when she turned 13, she wanted to join and start working out. So now she's transitioned from the daycare onto the gym floor. And they do also have kids workouts too. That's pretty cool. And she used to do those as well. But it's kind of cool seeing how she grew up in the Byrne family.
Yeah, I know. Pixie's great. Were you telling me she challenged me to, like, push-ups years ago or something?
Yeah.
And now she can probably beat me, so got that going for me.
Well, and you really have gone through a lot, too, with, I mean, you threw your whole life into this gym. And I'm sure you've had to make a lot of sacrifices to do that. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's the brand and the gym itself has really evolved a lot. You know, I said it's nationwide. Burn Boot Camp is a franchise. So it's nationwide and it's not really been franchised for that long. So it's really a pretty young gym and it's seen a lot of changes, even since the time that I've started there. So I think going on 5, 6 years, something like that. You know, so when I started, I started there as the trainer there and I pretty much, I probably trained and worked, 70, 80 hours a week on top of, you know, having kids of my own and getting a family started and everything that goes along with that. So, then, you know, over the years to be able to put in a position to go into ownership, you know, we don't really like talking about the C word much, which is COVID, but it brought up a lot of opportunities, and really that's what I was able to do, was really view the situation of the gyms as an opportunity and, you know, take advantage of being able to go into an ownership position, back in October of last year. So just kind of really clawing our way out of that and looking forward over these last few months, things getting back more to normal and moving in the right direction and gaining traction. And it's, you know, there's a lot of data out there, that says being healthy and, working out and taking care of yourself, you know, outside of COVID, but, just any sort of illness, anything in your life, obviously, being physically fit and active can help with a lot of those things. So it's great that, people are starting to take that side of, things a little bit more seriously and get into the gym. And, it's been a wild ride, but it's been a good ride.
There were days I would come in and work out at 6 a.m. and then I would come back and work out again at 6 p.m. and you would still be there. And I was always really impressed with how you still carried that energy with you through the day. Even if it was forced, you would always make sure you had your 100% A game, bringing that energy to motivate these ladies.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And it's something I took to heart. And not to relate myself to a professional athlete by any means, but, you know, there's professional athletes that say, you know, people come to watch them and it may be the only time they come to watch them. And that was really kind of always my philosophy is, you know, people, not in your case, like you're describing being there twice in one day, which I know you would do that, and other people would too, but for most normal human beings, who go to the gym once a day, or once a week or whatever it is, you know, if that was their one opportunity to experience, you know, not only a great workout, but, somewhere that they can feel good about themselves, somewhere that they can be around, other positive people. Where they can have energy, whether you're dragging, getting off work, or whether you're getting up at 5 a.m. to go get a workout before you got to go start the rest of your day. You know, it might be their only one opportunity to have someone who's going to tell them great job, someone who's going to give them a high five, someone who's going to smile at them and be positive, you know, because, that's, you know, nobody cares what's going on in your personal life. You know, they want and they expect, you know, that positivity out of you. So I appreciate you saying that, though.
When I came in, I was super shy. I knew Gigi, but she didn't always show up, so I would be there by myself. And I think Corbin saw me being shy, and he'd be like, Kita, tell someone you like their shoes. So they do encourage the women to talk to one another, get to know each other a little bit, but still focus on the workout.
You were shy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, that I would have liked to have seen. That would have been interesting to look at. Before we run out of time, and we are coming up on that, One more time, tell people how to find Burn Boot Camp, please, sir.
Yeah, if you go right on the internet and go to burnbootcamp.com, you can from there search for any location that's in your local area or decide to open one yourself. Otherwise, on Facebook, I'm at Burn Boot Camp Eau Claire and Burn Boot Camp Wausau, Wisconsin. Same thing on Instagram.
And Keita, how do they find you?
If you would like to set up a class or order a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, you can email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. Give me a follow on Instagram, Keita Bussey. Give me a follow on Facebook, 180firearmstraining.
Keita Bussey was shy.
That was long before I met you, Bill.
It must have been. I was about to say, what were you, like five? I mean, I can't imagine you as an adult being shy about anything. In any event, I hope that your upcoming MRI goes well. I hope you find out some good news versus the bad news that it could be. And thank both of you for coming on the show today.
Yes, thanks Corbin for coming on, and thanks Bill for having us.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you to both you guys. This was a pleasure.
Later, Bill.
All right. Hour number three is inbound. Coming up next, it's going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.